Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2916. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D. Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock,
Montgomery,
and Pedro. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has surprise delicacies from the assistant head chef. No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, click, drinking tea drink.
All right, here we go. They are at it again. Millennials now are not digging processed foods, so they are killing American cheese.
Thank you.
South Carolina man shoots cousin for eating his potato chips and then not saying please. North Dakota man on meth, strips clothes, goes into the baptism pool, and then masturbates at the altar. A medieval reenactor impales himself with a lance, choosing to avoid using a halter. And a couple gets drunk on their honeymoon and buys the hotel. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who sailed the seven seas of stupid and answered 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All of it, y'all, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2916. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. As Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the head chef, is out, so guess what we have for you today? We have the assistant head chef, known as our own Mike Hawk,
yeah.
And he has brought in some surprise delicacies, so we don't really know what Mike is up to. All that we know is that Mike was running late today, and he is bringing us some more of his either delicious food of some sort.
We know
sort.
It's not delicious.
It is some sort of
it's
food
not bad.
Mike Hawk.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's just...
Okay, I was about to say...
It's like water, right? Water's fine.
Water's great. Mm-hmm. Was the last course not delicious?
It was ice cream.
It was right. Which ice cream was delicious.
Right. Yeah, it's fantastic. So we're expecting more of Mike's special surprises coming up as he brings in some food as the assistant head chef is in. No Way Sherlock is coming up. We'll do another round to profile this, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one right. Now, when we do a little Big Dummy, we always do a men's room poll,
And the last time we played, we asked you to pick something to lose, as I just successfully lost my keys, then found them after that poll, by the way.
You kind of phrased it wrong. All successfully right. Lost my keys.
I successfully
congratulations.
Found them, I guess. Yes, I lost and found them, but I did find my keys. But we asked you, what would you pick one item to lose? Would it be your keys, your phone, your wallet, and then your significant other? Turns out, even though significant other did get a lot of the vote, the number one thing that you picked to lose, if you could, was your phone, followed by your significant other, keys, and the last thing you wanted to lose, believe it or not, is your wallet.
Okay? I can believe that.
And by the way, we'll put that poll up again for you if you follow the Men's Room on Twitter at Men's Room Live. So this week's poll goes something like this. We're going to have 60 seconds, and in 60 seconds, you're going to insert one of these things in your mouth for the full 60-second duration. So we'll start with the living tarantula. So for 60 seconds, you will have a living tarantula in your mouth.
For those of you that don't know what a tarantula is, it is a fuzzy monster.
It is. And it's large.
I mean, that's it.
You can keep your mouth shut, you know.
And it's in there.
It's got to stay in there.
Feeling around.
60 seconds, there's a tarantula crawling on the inside of your mouth. The next option you have on our Men's Room poll, that would be a live wasp.
Ooh.
Now, you don't know if this thing's going to sting you or not. Maybe it will.
It will.
Maybe
it wants to get out
Either
of your
way,
mouth.
You've got to have that wasp in your mouth for the full 60 seconds. The next item up for bids on what you would put in your mouth for 60 seconds if you had to pick is a stranger's big toe. Now, you have to understand that this big toe, I'm assuming, will be an awful toenail situation.
Mm-hmm.
It probably looks like a piece of wood. One of those older, oh my God, what happened to your toenail kind of toes. And you would have to open your mouth, let that stranger insert his big toe
or
into your mouth. Or her, you would clamp down and you would have the stranger's big toe in your mouth for 60 seconds.
And that little yellow monster that's under his nail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our fourth item to have in your mouth.
Kind of cute.
Would be a poop covered dog paw. A poop covered dog paw.
Right. So your cute little fluffy dog.
Right. Now, this is for 60 seconds in your mouth. Those are the items that you're picking from. That is our Men's Room poll. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Ryan, you're playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober.
All right, Ryan. Men's Room poll, 60 seconds in your mouth. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
I'm going to go tarantula.
Tarantula.
Ooh.
Okay.
How well tarantula do you think you would do with that? I understand not wanting to do any of these, but if a tarantula is actually in your mouth, climbing around...
I think I could do it. I've held a tarantula before, and they're not that bad. I think they're harmless for the most part. So
they
I think
are.
It's the safest thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, as far as being safe, there's no question. Like, this is not one of these venomous ones. It's just this giant, fuzzy thing in your mouth. I don't know if I could do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. What type of plant does the vanilla bean come from?
A tree.
What's that?
Is it a tree?
Any guesses?
Vanilla bean.
It's a plant that people are familiar with. It is, in fact, a flower. I give you a hint. This is a flower. I have no idea why.
Lavender?
This flower is given to people as like a home warming gift or something.
Oh,
lilies?
An orchid.
An orchid.
Yeah, I mean, no, believe it or not, it comes from an orchid. All right, your next question. What symbol shares a key with the number 4 on a keyboard computer?
Pound.
Is that the percent sign?
That would be the dollar sign, y'all. The pound sign would be on 3. What did you guys want?
The percent sign.
That's on 5. You guys dance right around.
That's it.
Question number 3. Let's dig into history. What general led the Confederates at the Battle of Gettysburg?
Is that Grant?
Grant was for the Union.
Lee.
That is correct. Robert E. Lee.
Like the jeans.
Named after Robert E. Lee. Their sales just dropped in urban areas. What tragic event inspired the quote, "Oh, the humanity"?
I'm going to say The Titanic? I don't know. No idea.
Yeah,
that'd be it's one of two, right?
The Hindenburg.
Well, does anyone know the name of the guy that said the quote?
I don't, but he's from my hometown.
Herbert Morrison.
Yep.
Fairly. Everyone knows the quote. Figured I'd give it because I didn't know.
I can't believe people survived that.
How many people, what was it, like 70 people were on that thing total or something like that?
It's just amazing to think that, you know, a giant ball of can catch on fire and, you know, people somehow just drop out of the sky and live.
Well, you had an option. You had a choice. Like, look, man, I don't want to jump, but you can stay here, right? You know how that goes, or just jump. All right, your question, how many suits are there in a game of Mahjong, which I've never played? How many suits?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No. I'm going to say 5.
Ooh, a lot more than that, isn't there?
No.
Oh,
suits. 3.
Question there, 6, Ryan.
How you doing today, Ryan?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. You're burning through questions today, Ryan.
I'll slow down.
Okay.
Mental exercise. You're burning calories. Your brain will be very, very thin. And what U.S. city was the Ragu brand of spaghetti sauce first produced? Now, as a hint, it also is or was the home of Kodak, Xerox, French's, as in French's mustard, and Bausch & Lomb. And our listeners on WCMF are screaming this answer right now. I lived there at one point in my life.
Baltimore?
Ah, very good. Hey, Ryan, not a bad guess considering the hint.
He just said it because I'm black. He's never heard the show before. No, Rochester, New York.
Yes. We're hoping to parlay this hour to get him to play it so they can hear this part. We got a plan. We got a plan we're working on, Ryan. Don't you worry. We got this covered.
Machu Picchu in Peru is also known as the Lost City of who? Group of people.
These are not easy questions. Some of these aren't.
No.
No, you're supposed to say none of them are when you haven't gotten any right.
So what continent is that? Let's break it down into...
Yeah, South America.
South America. Okay, so let's think of...
like 3 major groups that you'll ever really hear about.
Sure.
There's the
Egyptians.
Well, they're on the other side.
The Romans. I'm saying as far as just, you know, then you have South America.
Right. There's like 3 that come up a lot.
It's different.
Is there a show that is a spinoff of a very popular show with the same name as this this particular group of people?
Crap. I can't remember which, but it's not them.
It's not them. Okay.
It's not them.
Okay.
I don't want you to think too hard about this.
Yeah, I'm probably already doing that. I'm just going to say the Spanish.
The Spanish.
Be the Inca. The Inca. I don't want
to be the Mayans, the Inca.
Or the Aztecs.
The Aztecs.
Yes.
All right, question 8, Ryan.
Question number 8. Now, if you're like me, I hate to say I hate Disney films. It makes me sound like a horrible person. But I'm a horrible person who hates Disney films. For one reason, they sing too goddamn much. They just sing too much. But which Disney film included the songs Chim Chim Cheree and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Mary Poppins.
No! Oh, Ryan, finally! All right.
See
there? You go.
Now, wait a minute. I asked that question, and Mike Hawk immediately spreads his hands like, oh, that's a gimme. Who?
Yeah.
Well, Mike comes up with all the questions, so he knows all the answers.
No, these are mine.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
No, not I that. I know he would know that. No, these are mine today, all right?
Okay.
So he throws his arms out. Honestly, man, I thought it was a Sound of Music.
You're kidding me.
No, supercalifragilistic.
Oh, my
all
God.
Of my life.
You guys honestly haven't seen the classic Mary Poppins.
No.
We don't like musicals.
We don't like them, man.
Who the hell watches musicals?
This is one where the music actually somewhat makes a point. It's not that.
Chim Chim Cheroo?
Yes.
What's the point?
She stutters.
The point is that's a time where they would break into song. She's the type of person that would break into song.
Now listen to me. It's not a question of if the song is relevant to what's going on. I just assume it is because they're singing.
Correct.
It's that don't sing, speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of my thing, dude. Think about how annoying Oprah is, all right? Not for anything she has to say, it's that her first response to anyone, she sings, right? Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, very powerful, Oprah, hello! And you're like, man, just say hi, right? You won this! If she announces the special guest, Tyra Bay! Like, it's annoying.
Yes,
it's annoying. Just speak.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Enjoy a little song.
Dummy! I realize I'm probably a terrible parent.
speak. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Patrick, you on team sober, team not sober?
Sober.
All right, sober Patrick, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll today, Patrick. 60 seconds, you got to have something in your mouth. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
It's going to be the toe, guys.
It's going to be the toe.
Stranger's big toe on the vote.
There's not a lot of love for the toe.
No, there's not.
I'm looking at a lot of the comments come in. You guys are absolutely effing nuts. That's gross. However, props to the toe. Congratulations. I was going to call in today to try to play, but now with those four choices, I don't want to call in because I don't want to answer. Now, what that tells me is that your answer is somewhat disturbing, so I'm guessing we'll just mark that down as dog paw. People are asking, can you bite down on what's in your mouth? No, man. Look, it's in your mouth for 60 seconds. The tarantula stays alive. You're not biting down. The wasp stays alive. The toe, the dog paw. It's just in your mouth. Your mouth is closed around it.
60 seconds.
60 seconds. That's
I think the wasp is the most dangerous.
Easily the most dangerous. Mm-hmm.
I don't think the tarantula, I mean, it could get a hold of you, but I think the wasp is the most risky, but it's also the most rewarding if you get through it.
Why?
I don't know that I feel rewarded.
You just had something in your mouth and you didn't get stung in the mouth.
That's a reward.
You'd be the luckiest person in the world.
Exactly. I think you are.
Okay. Silver lining miles, I call.
That's right.
Oh, crap. Did we just drop the guy?
Hang on. Patrick?
Is he still there? Okay, hang on. All right, Patrick, you still there?
I gotcha.
All right, excellent. Here is your question. What three letters preceded Titanic on the actual ship?
What three letters?
Yep, kind of like the USS, then fill in the blank. These three letters.
England typically use those all the time for their ships. So, like, even the Pinafore, for example.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of anyone other than the USS.
Well, because that's from the U.S. This was coming from the other side of the Atlantic.
Right.
I don't know. Let's do SSS.
The SSS.
The SSS.
HMS.
RMS.
Oh, it's RMS?
RMS.
It's not HMS?
I think it's RMS.
RMS.
Huh. Well.
Either way, he was wrong. Doesn't matter.
So it's not the same all the time.
Your question, fax, as in sending a fax, which is always annoying. A fax is short for what word?
Faxate.
Assimile.
Facsimile.
Facsimile. Mm-hmm. And you should never know that, because it doesn't matter.
No, I don't.
It's like once a year, someone asks you to fax something, right? And that's the only way that they will accept this document. It is hard to find a fax machine.
Yeah, I've never faxed anything.
We don't have one here.
We don't have one anymore?
No.
Huh.
I mean, not as an official facsimile. Like, no. We have a landline phone that plugs into a machine that shoots a piece of paper across town like, here's my medical records.
Because I couldn't just email it to you.
All right, question three, Patrick.
What is the technical term for an egg white?
An embryo?
Not a bad guess. Albumin. It's also how Mush Mouth would say album.
Mm-hmm. Can I just get an albumin omelet?
Yeah, I just want the albumin, please. All right, we have a multiple choice question for you here. Desert, jungle, forest, or glacier? And what landscape would you find an erg? E-R-G.
Erg.
An erg.
A desert.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. That's right.
Get the hell out of here, Patrick. Very good.
All right, you know what the follow-up question is.
What's that?
What in the hell's an erg?
You know what, man? This is what I wanted to see. I look it up. Basically, it's just the sand dune. It's like windswept sand that's in the desert.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Gwen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Gwen.
Hola.
Hola. Gwen, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Team not sober.
All right, Gwen, welcome to the show. All right, Gwen, our men's room poll is going to be a tough one today. You got 60 seconds to have something in your mouth. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
Oh, my gosh, I have to say
this. I'm sorry, which one?
The big toe.
The big toe. Stranger's big toe it is. All right, Gwen.
Man, oh, man. I'm just picturing people I saw on the way to work, dude, and it's like anything but that. All right, here is your question. In what state would you find the Pebble Beach Golf Course?
Florida.
Oh, not a bad guess all in all.
It really is.
California A.
That's one I want to play one day. I'd love to do that.
I wish they all could be California.
From what I understand, it's like $500.
Really?
I swear to God. It's not really realistic.
Well, not for people like you, Miles.
Yes. I have to whore myself out for a week there to get that kind of cash.
1 week?
Mm-hmm. At least.
Took me an hour and a half. All right, your question. What company makes the Vince Lombardi Trophy? What company makes the... You've heard of this company. You win the Super Bowl. Here's the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and it's made by who?
I'm drawing a blank.
Does that take long to draw?
No, because it's really nothing. It's
That's what I mean. I mean, just put your pencil down. And there it is.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Franklin Mint?
Tiffany & Company.
Oh, Tiffany. Hello, Franklin Mint.
All right, Gwen, hang on there on the line for us.
Yeah, Gwen.
And we'll get back to you.
If you'd like to be a contestant, more of Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA. We've got, who do we have? We have the lovely
Gwen.
Gwen on the line. And Gwen, you're playing for Team Not Sober. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, Gwen, how did you get not sober today, if you don't mind me asking?
Say it again?
I said, how did you become not sober today?
I smoked a joint this morning.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just kind of wondering where your headspace was, you know, what was going on over there. You're on the question three, Gwen.
Some bands smoke two joints in the morning. All right, here is your question. Angora wool. Angora wool comes from what kind of animal?
Not a bad guess. I'll say alpaca.
Nope. Mr. Hall, can you guess? It? Angora wool. A wabbit.
Angora.
A Westley wabbit.
Yes, it comes from an Angora rabbit, which I'd never heard of.
Hmm.
All right, Gwen. How many states begin with the letter W?
Oh. Oh, hold on.
Seven?
With the letter W?
Yeah,
not I'm
seven.
Going to say that there are... I'm going to say that there are four.
Four, that is correct. Four.
Wisconsin, Washington, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
That is correct.
All right.
There we go.
All right, Gwen, question number five.
Bell, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy. They're all siblings of what Peanuts character? Bell, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy. All siblings of what Peanuts character?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know an older person in the Peanuts.
That's why I was able to guess this morning just based on that. Based on the fact
Lucy?
Who did you guess?
Lucy?
I thought Lucy was one of the kids.
Lucy is, in fact, related to Linus.
How about Snoopy?
Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy. Oh, all right. Okay, that makes sense.
By the way, just a quick note, all the parents out there, if you've had the misfortune of having to sit through Frozen 8,000 times, you realize that two of those names are in the movie, Belle and Olaf. That's what, right? Belle? No?
No,
well,
Belle was Beauty and the Beast.
Whatever the hell, never mind. Look, man, they're all the same to me.
Yeah.
They're all the same to me. Somebody's parents are dead. They're in a situation, all right? They made friends with somebody. They probably didn't like him at first. In the end, they figure it out, and it's all good.
It's the formula.
I mean, that's how things
work. That's the formula they use.
All right, here's your question. What line divided the North and South during the Civil War?
Oh, you got this one, Gwen. The line that divided the North and the South in the Civil War.
It's also the name of Rocky's opponent in the movie Balboa. That's true. Come on, man.
You got this, Gwen.
This is don't have it.
U.S. History 101.
Damn it.
Mason-Dixon line.
That's right.
Oh,
Mason-Dixon line.
All right, you're on question number seven.
God damn it.
That's a gimme.
Yeah.
That's a gimme pun.
No, see, it's not. That's a free meal that someone left on the table, man.
It's like someone taking one bite of a piece of pizza and leaving the rest.
Just putting it back. And then complaining later that they're hungry.
Oh, man, what'd they do there?
All right, here is your question. What four groups of instruments play in a modern symphony orchestra? You know this.
Four groups?
Yeah, four groups of instruments. Like if you play the violin,
it's
trumpet,
like a band. Yeah.
Drums, or clarinet.
Yeah, a flute, a clarinet, trumpet, and a horn.
Are you kidding me right now?
What was that again, Gwen?
Like groups.
Hello.
I said a trumpet, a flute.
No, not the trumpet. Not the instruments, but the grouping of instruments. So, like, not the snare drum, but the whole group of them. Not just the tuba, but the...
treble? Is that what you mean?
No, it's going to spin the wheel.
Question number 8.
I feel like I'm doing homework with my kids, you know what I mean? Like, no!
We'll come back to that question for another call.
All right, we'll come back. We'll just leave it alone. Don't waste the question.
Sure. Don't you at home do homework on that.
I almost don't want to ask anything. All right. Multiple choice. Eyes, nose, mouth, or ears. Where would you find cerumen? C-E-R-U-M-E-N. Cerumen. All of the above.
What a night.
Cerumen is a, we have a more common name for this particular substance.
Okay.
But, yes.
Good idea.
Mike Hawk got it. Gwen, are you awake?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What do you think? Ears, nose, eyes?
I said the eyes.
Oh, the eyes. I'm sorry, the
nose.
It would be the ears.
The ears. Earwax?
It is, in fact, earwax.
All right. Question number 10, Gwen. You're in fuego.
What biblical figure spent 3 days and nights in the stomach of a whale? I only got this right because...
Pinocchio.
Jesus Christ.
Did you say Pinocchio?
Oh, God!
Hey, wait, hold on. Gwen, did you really think that Pinocchio is in the Bible? Gwen, we're gonna do a quick check on you over the break here, okay?
Look, there's a people Mike, been in
go,
the West.
Can you go check on her for a minute and just make sure that that's a legit caller before we continue on this thing? Can you do that for me?
Oh, that's legit.
Okay, yeah, very good. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola. We've got Gwen on the line. Question number 11 is coming up.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.